It's Wednesday afternoon. We've now had two evenings of rioting in Birmingham and the West Midlands. And I've come to the West Midlands Ambulance Service headquarters at Brierley Hill. I'm joined by Mark Goff. Mark, first of all, paint a picture for us. What sort of scenes, what sort of challenges are facing your staff as they go out there on the streets of the West Midlands at the moment?
Well, first of all, clearly with all the disturbances and civil unrest that's been taking place, our staff safety is a key concern primarily, but also being able to get to respond to incidents in a quickly and timely manner in order to deliver life-saving care.
I mean, there are incidents though, aren't there? You know, that people are being obstructed from doing their work, and worse, I mean, sort of, are people coming across violence at all?
Absolutely. We've had a couple of rapid response vehicles which have had objects thrown at them, stones and items of wood, etc. and so on. Clearly this creates a safety issue but also impedes our progress in being able to get to scenes quickly and to be able to deliver the care that we need to. Clearly, in such instances where it is unsafe, we would have to withdraw, go to a safe place until the scene is made safe by the police, and then we can attend the incident.
I mean, for your staff, for example, preparing for a night shift this evening, it must be incredibly difficult. I mean, how are they coping with this?
Well, I mean, the staff are clearly concerned, and who wouldn't be? You know, the aim of the ambulance service is there to provide assistance to people dying on 99, and our aim is to save life and to help people. So to the thought that people will want to hinder that progress and hinder our ambulance staff being able to do that is clearly unthinkable and absolutely abhorrent.
The incidents that you've described, I mean, are we talking about people hindering your staff on the way to an incident, or are they being abusive actually while they're there on the scene trying to care for people?
Well, I mean, each circumstance is different, but clearly with the crowds that are going around, road closures, etc., we wouldn't be able to take our normal routes, so our quickest route that we take to get to an incident, so we have all sorts of difficulties navigating those roads. But also, if we get to scene, it's clearly, there's a lot of tension, a lot of disturbance there. We need to make sure that the scene is safe and we can actually deal with appropriate and deliver the care.
How shocked have your members of staff at West Midlands Ambulance been from what they've seen? I mean, obviously, a lot of people have been in the business for a very long time. They know what they're doing, they're experienced, but shocking scenes for them?
I mean, I have to say our staff are doing an absolutely fantastic job under very, very difficult circumstances. We're working very closely with our emergency service partners and NHS partners in order to be able to deliver a safe 999 service. That said, it's only understandable that people would be concerned about what's being presented. We deal with emergencies and incidents as a daily occurrence, day in, day out, but incidents of these and civil unrest that we're seeing at present is something certainly that I've never seen in my career.
And I suppose what I'm driving at is a lot of people would be shocked hearing you describe members of the ambulance service being attacked. After all, this is an emergency service which isn't going to sort of disrupt the rioters or whatever. They're going to deliver help to people who are desperately in need, and yet you are being targeted. That's very shocking.
It is shocking, I have to say. At the end of the day, we are dealing with these civil unrest, but we're also delivering a 999 service to people that might call for heart attacks, who might have a trip or a fall, entirely unrelated as well, and we still need to be able to deliver that service. I mean, vehicles that get attacked or are rendered unusable, you know, is effectively an ambulance that we can't use to send to deal with the patients at dial 99. So it has a knock-on effect throughout the service.
You mentioned a couple of incidents earlier. Just more generally, I mean, how big a scale of problem is this for you? I mean, let's say last night, I mean, was it frequent that your vehicles were coming under attack and being hindered, or was it just the odd one or two occasions?
No, it's we've had a couple of instances so far, but clearly those send alarm bells ringing, and the security of our staff and the awareness is heightened, and we're clearly always vigilant, but clearly this is on top of your mind at the forefront. We've had a couple of instances so far, but who knows where the whole of the events are leading.
And just finally, looking ahead to tonight, how do you prepare for a night like this, knowing what's gone before?
Well, we've put additional resources in place. We've got contingency plans and additional management and command and control arrangements in place. Briefings for the staff in terms of safety, etc. Working closely with our agency partners, police, etc. So as we can ensure that we can deliver the service, but also we can deliver it safely and effectively.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much. That's great.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.